Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise the Lord. God is in the house. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you can all feel what we feel here in this sanctuary because it is amazing.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the glory of God is here.
Amen.
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 And I just want to say, you know, thank you all for drawing from the Spirit of God this morning, because you could really tell we were all in one mind and one accord, and that makes a difference. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for that. And I just want to welcome all of you here today. Amen. God is good, and God has something just for each and every one of you today. So we're going to continue to receive what God has. Amen.
Amen.
And I welcome you that are watching by Facebook today, and thank you for joining us. And I want to ask each and every one of you, those that are here in the sanctuary and watching by Facebook, if you will share this message on your Facebook page. Amen. I know people will be blessed. And we believe in that people are going to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Because that is our goal. We want people to receive the Word of God and receive Jesus Christ as Lord of their life.
Amen.
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 And so we're going to do a confession this morning. Amen. We want to confess a blessing over you today, because that's what God's Word does, isn't it?
Amen.
His Word blesses us. It speaks who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I declare over you today that the Spirit of truth abides in you and teaches you all things. He guides you into all the truth. Therefore, I declare you have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance you come up against, for you have the wisdom of God. I declare you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways that you acknowledge Him, and He directs your path. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth you. You let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The eyes of your understanding are enlightened with the revelation knowledge to the hope of His calling. You are not conformed to this world, but you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is, you have the mind of Christ. Your mind is renewed with the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Who you are today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Well, it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same again. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Pastor Sharon gets me tickled sometimes. Glory to God. And I know Patty prayed over this actually this morning in the things that you were saying and doing, and that was great. And praise and worship was wow. We entered in. And my greatest desire is for us as your pastors is to feed you. We don't want to feed you a cold snack. We want to feed you. We want this to be like Thanksgiving dinner as far as the food that you receive. We want you to receive your spiritual nourishment from any time that we teach and any time anyone teaches here. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to the book of James. James chapter 1 and verse number 19. And we're going to drill down deep on this scripture today. James 1:19. This is in the Jubilee Bible. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Now, I want to also say it in the Amplified Bible. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear. Be a careful thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, and forgiving. I want to give you one more translation if I can. The plain English version, I really like this one a lot too. Listen, my Christian friends, you have to be ready to listen to other people. And you have to stop and think before you say anything. I could walk off right now and we got something. You have to stop and think before you say anything yourself. Stop and think before you get angry. I like it. I know the old saying, we have one mouth and two ears. Listen twice as much as you talk. Oh, that's good. I know it is. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. And the enemy tries to provoke us to speak too quickly or too much. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture in Proverbs 17, 27 and 28. This is the Easy English Bible. A wise person does not talk too much. Anyone who keeps quiet shows that he understands things. Even a fool seems to be wise if he keeps quiet. If he keeps his mouth shut, people will think that he is clever. Oh, that's good. That's so good. Be quick to listen. I have a question for you. Are you quick to listen? Ask yourself, am I quick to listen? Or do I do most of the talking? That's the Jeopardy moment. Thank you very much. Proverbs 15 and 28. I absolutely love this scripture. I mean, this is the bomb right here. Proverbs 15, 28. This is in the Amplified Version. Never seen it like this. The heart of the righteous thinks carefully about how to answer in a wise and appropriate and timely way. Boy, that's good. I know years ago, I'd say something to Ish, and it just seemed like either he ignored me or he didn't hear me, one of the two. And Bonnie gave me the revelation of it a long time ago. She said, he's processing. And so I got that like from the computer term, but Ish's processor is very slow. And it's the old version, and he thinks... that was not good, was it? It's the old version. We're going to get an update today. We're all going to get an update. But he speaks slow, but he thinks about what he's going to say. I admire that about him. Because too many times, I'm quick to comment. I'm too quick to speak. And it gets me in trouble. Even if you're thinking about saying the wrong thing, if you don't jump it out of your mouth and say it, you don't get in trouble with it. So we need to learn to listen. Some people never listen. They talk, but they don't listen. We need to become skillful at listening. Let every man, that scripture, this includes all of us. Every one of us is right here in this boat. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. Let Pastor Rock be quick to listen. Let Pastor Rock be slow to speak. Help me, Holy Spirit. I really need His help. No joke, all the time I need His help. And I'm really starting to pray in conversations more than I've ever prayed before. I mean it. You know, I try to lean on the Holy Spirit all the time. I try. And I'm learning more and more areas that I can lean on Him on. But you know, and some of the things you're having to set new habits, new patterns of the way you do things. And I know one of the new patterns that I got in my life is to be prayerful that the Holy Spirit will help me before I say the wrong words. I want to say accurate words. I want to say right words. I don't want to say hurtful words. I want to say exactly what He wants me to say in the situation and in His timing. That means I'm going to have a slow processor. You understand? I'm really trying to yield to the Holy Spirit more in this area. And it's a process because it doesn't happen overnight. Proverbs 17, 27 in the NET Bible says, the truly wise person restrains his words. King James says that he that hath knowledge spareth his words. So there's less words. The Amplified, he who has knowledge restrains and is careful with his words. The Easy to Read Version says, intelligent people, get this, choose their words carefully. Wow, that's good. That's the reason the processor's going slow sometimes. Choosing words carefully. Love it. Love it. Want to be more like that. But if you and I, if we never filter our words, and we're, you know, one of those words is restraining, if we never restrain our words, sometimes they're going to come out as rude, they're going to come out as hateful, they're going to come out angry, because we said them too quick. We didn't think, we didn't engage our brain before we let those words pop out. Thank you very much. Okay, Ephesians 4 and 29, this is in the God's Word translation, says, don't say anything that would hurt another person. Instead, speak only what is good. I've said things that hurt other people plenty of times in my life. I don't want that to happen anymore. I know it'll happen, but I'm striving for something else. I'm striving for a higher level. Instead, speak only what is good so that it can give help wherever it's needed. That way, what you say will help those who hear you. So, what we're learning is if we hesitate, if we pause, it gives us time to think before we speak. Now, I want y'all to confess this with me. Say it out loud. I am quick to listen.
I am quick to listen.
I am slow to speak.
I am slow to speak.
I am quick to listen.
I am quick to listen.
I am slow to speak.
I am
quick to listen.
I am slow to speak.
Now, in Proverbs, it tells us he who holds his tongue is wise. And sometimes we just got to hold our tongue, not say anything at all at the moment. Sometimes that's what we need to do. When sometimes we're in the moment of conflict, say very few words or say no words. Let me say that again. When you're in the middle of an argument, a discussion that turns into an argument, a debate that turns into an argument, a debate that gets too heated, say very few words or say no words at all. And we need to be taught this, how to be slow to speak, how to hesitate to be slow to speak, how to pause. Because as a people, we're too quick to speak. And a lot of times we only want to hear and tell our own ideas. And we don't allow others to finish speaking before we speak. Hang on, I'll give you two scriptures for that. Y'all receive them? Proverbs 18 and 2, and this is easy to read. Fools don't want to learn from others. They only want to hear and tell their own ideas. Proverbs 18 and 13 in the easy to read says, let people finish speaking before you try to answer them. That way you will not embarrass yourself and look foolish. So many times we're listening to people to know how to respond and we're thinking about our response and we haven't even heard all that they're going to say. I know this is not a shout me down kind of message, but it sure is good. It's going to turn us into the image of Christ. That's what it's going to do for us. Amen. I know Deborah was talking about the message, I think it was last week. She said, Pastor brought spinach and Pastor Sharon brought dessert. So I guess this is spinach and she'll come up with the dessert. Oh, our words, they have such great power to bless or to wound. And when we speak negatively or carelessly, we damage others. We all need help in speaking right. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, help us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because Proverbs 12 and 18 says, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. So we need to put our words through the filter of prayer before we say them. You know, I mean, we can be praying in the middle of talking to somebody. We can still be leaning on the Lord, you know, leaning, Holy Spirit, please, please put your words. Please don't let it be just me just reacting to something somebody says. Please help me say the right thing. And we can do that before we say them. And that way, if we do that, it connects us to come under the control of the Holy Spirit. So many times, we open a door to the enemy with wrong words. Sometimes, and I do this quite often, if I know ahead of time that I'll be talking to somebody, and from past experience, their words make me angry. I know y'all don't have anybody in your life like that. There's no relatives, no friends, nobody that's in your life like that. Maybe you could give the CD to somebody that you know. But sometimes, from past experience, that has happened to me. And what I say before I ever pick up the phone to make the call, Holy Spirit, I need your help. because this thing could get heated, and it could get heated quick. I need your help. Help me. Help me not to say the wrong thing. Okay, I'll give you an example. I was in conversation with somebody not long ago, somebody I don't know, something, and it was about a price of something. And for once, I was speaking slowly because I realized I need to speak slowly, because when I speed up, I'm fixing to get messed up. And sometimes when something is really angering me, I speed up and I'm talking as fast as Mickey Mouse, except not with the tone of Mickey Mouse. You understand? It's not that tone, but it's that fast. They can't even understand. They think I'm speaking in tongues, but it's mad tongues. Mad tongues. Woo! It's warfare tongues, because they don't know what... Y'all know what I'm talking about. So I was talking to somebody about this situation about being overcharged. And I was speaking slowly. I had prepared myself before I called. I really had. And I was angry about it. The Bible says don't be angry. You know, so I'd kind of applied that filter. It was about being overcharged. And then I told them the situation. And they told me curtly, it is not our fault. My words really wanted to speed up. I was doing everything I could not to get my words to speed up, because my words want to speed up bad. Call so-and-so, because it's not our fault. Call XYZ. I said, okay. And I realized the Holy Spirit is helping me, because I asked Him to help me. This is practice. You get practice test. You understand? You're going to get a practice test after you leave here. Trust me, I've had plenty of practice tests before I got here. I failed some of those miserably. One of them, I don't even know the guy's name. I don't know his, you know, anything. I hope I never see him again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you very much. So you are going to be practicing on someone with this. So I told the man, and I realized I've got to be slow in speaking this. I told him, I said, I'm trying to understand this clearly. I believe in my heart that I know it clearly. But I'm trying to get him to understand we got to put each other on the same page. I said, it seems like I was overcharged. That didn't seem like I was overcharged to me. I knew I was overcharged, and I'm mad as fire about it. Thank you very much. But I said, could we look at the history of this price? And he said, okay. And I'd already looked at it. I'd already pulled it up. And he said, well, things go up. My words, they want to speed up again. They want to get that tone. They want to, my words almost get the slap in them. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's just like, whoa, I'd come across this phone if you weren't on the other side. Thank you very much. And nobody didn't know I was a pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the one negative drawback of being, never mind. Okay. So, well, he said things go up. I said, I understand that. I'm having to slow my words back down. But to me, I said, it looks like math. He said, what do you mean? I said, because this price is exactly two times what it always is every time. I said, I understand price increases, but I also understand basic math. This was an overcharge. It was a double charge is what it was. And so he checked it. And I said, this does not seem like a random price increase to me. He said, I knew, you know, my words were, trying to speed up again. And that's a good sign my filter is not on. The pause filter, the hesitate filter, it's not on. I threw it in the corner somewhere, you know. So, because when I get angry, I say words fast, faster, and fastest. And I'm supposed to be slow, slower, and slowest. So I need to slow my words down. I need to pause and think. So I pause. He said, I see it was coded to be charged for this number of days. I said, uh-huh. He said, but it was whoever was coding it. I said, who coded it? My words speeded up. Who did this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this? Who is this? That's what I'm thinking. I didn't say it, but I sure was thinking it. Come on. Who was it? He said, it doesn't matter who it was. He was right. Because my anger had got me where I'm focused on what is wrong about the situation. And now I'm thinking to go a crazy dirt path. I'm fixing to all go crazy on them. You understand? I mean crazy, crazy. I mean they ain't seen crazy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Y'all laughing at me, but you know you got the sides of crazy. Oh my. Anyway, he said, it doesn't matter who it was. Then he says, but it did double the charge. Thank you, Jesus, he saw it. Then he said, I'll have to talk to so-and-so, and I'll have to talk to this manager, and I'll get it taken care of. It'll take a couple of days, but I'll get it taken care of. I didn't call back. When it wasn't done, I waited a few days. It was all settled. Another word was said, okay, and it worked out perfect. If I had spoke out in anger, if I had spoke out carelessly, I'm not saying I spoke perfectly. I didn't. But the enemy would have been all over it and all in the middle of it. So being slow to speak will keep us out of a lot of arguments. If we talk too much and too fast, we open the door to arguments. Proverbs 29:22 in the Easy English Version says an angry person causes arguments. Okay, I'm not far from finished. I'm right here at the end. Proverbs 17:27-28, this is in the Passion Translation. It says, can you bridle your tongue when your heart is under pressure? When you're on the phone in this stressful situation, when you're talking to somebody in person in this stressful situation, can you bridle your tongue? Can you pause? Can you hesitate? Can you not let your tongue take control of this situation and say the wrong things? Can you bridle your tongue when your heart is under pressure? That's how you show that you are wise. An understanding heart keeps you cool, calm, and collected, no matter what you're facing. When even a fool bites his tongue, he's considered wise. So, this is what me and Pastor Sharon wanted to name this. Shut your mouth. We felt like that would have the viewership of this thing would go so big if we just said, shut your mouth. That's the title. But it was quoting a scripture. We didn't do that. Thank you very much. So shut your mouth when you are provoked. It'll make you look smart. Proverbs 17 again. He who restrains his words, spares them, has knowledge. And he who has this cool spirit is a man of understanding. Slow down. Too fast. Slow down. Too fast. Now you may go away from this today. You say, I'm going to try to do better. No, that's behavior modification. And that won't work. That's not what we need. We need an inward transformation of this. The Holy Spirit needs to do a work on the inside of us. And if we're going to see real change in this, the Holy Spirit's going to have to do the work and we're going to have to yield to Him. So James 1:19 in the net. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. And I want to read the plain English version one last time, and then Pastor Sharon's coming up. Listen, my Christian friends, you have to be ready to listen to other people, and you have to stop and think before you say anything yourself. Stop and think before you get angry. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. That was so good. We can breathe now. It's like, hold me. Oh, God, help me. That was so good, Pastor. I want to begin in James chapter 1, verse 19, and this is the Easy English Bible. It says, understand this, my Christian friends. We must all be careful to listen. We should not be too quick to speak. We should not get angry quickly, as Pastor really laid out for us. Amen. So good. You know, I don't know if y'all have noticed that we're living in a time right now where people are on a short fuse. I mean, you don't know what's going to really trigger people. So you have to really, you know, walk around in the Spirit as much as possible. But, you know, it's so important to know that the enemy is behind this anger, behind this actual hate in the world today that like we've never seen before. And so, you know, we need to know that the enemy is totally behind this that's going on in the world right now. And in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, and I didn't write down the version, it may be just be the King James, but it says that, yeah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So our strength is comes from the joy that we have in the Lord. You know, so we need to focus our mind and our attention on where is our joy coming from. Amen. Even though people may be angry, people may, you know, have this hate spirit about them, maybe they are sharp or whatever it is, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we want to keep our strength, don't we? Amen. You know, the enemy is out to steal our joy. He is out to, the joy of the Lord being our strength, he is out to steal that from us, because the joy of the Lord is what keeps us going, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what our situation, no matter what our circumstances. It is the joy of the Lord. Doesn't matter if somebody's just flat out rude to us. Amen. We need to remember, keep in mind, keep in our hearts and minds, that is the joy of the Lord. And we don't want to lose that joy. Amen. That's where we get our strength to go on, to persevere, to press through. Amen. To come through on the other side is that joy of the Lord. So, you know, the Lord gives a joy that, you know, the world can't understand that. You know, you can't even explain the joy that the Lord gives. Just like this morning, you know, I was so caught up in the Spirit during praise and worship, and I thought, you know, the world, if they could just take a little taste of this. You know, this is where you want to live, no matter how angry the world gets, no matter how rude or ugly or whatever the world gets. If you just get in the presence of the Lord just for a second, you're going to be like, you know, none of that is important. None of that it means anything. Amen. What we have in the Lord is what is important. That is where we need to live. Amen. And so, you know, the enemy tries to pull you into the what the world's attitude is. And, you know, we don't want to get over on the devil's territory. We want to stay on the Lord's territory. Keep that joy on the inside of us. Amen. You know, so no wonder the devil works so hard to try to steal your joy, you know. And he gets up early. He gets up early and he starts right away. When you first wake up, a negative thought comes to your mind. That was from the devil. That was from the enemy already wanting to take that joy away from you. He'll remind you of something that somebody said that was ugly, that just didn't sit right with you, you know, and just whatever, you know, the enemy comes up with. You know, he's the liar and the father of lies. And so he's out to steal our joy. But, you know, the enemy will try to set us up. He'll try to set you up. He'll try to do something that'll spoil your day. He wants to steal our joy for the day. So our thoughts are all over on this negative stuff, but we've got that joy. We've got to keep it stirred up. Amen. Keep that joy stirred up on the inside of us. He wants to spoil your day. He wants to spoil your week. He wants to spoil your month, your year, or even your life. If we don't stay in that joy of the Lord, amen, he can pull us away from one negative bad comment, amen, if we don't stay checked. We have to stay checked. Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15 in the King James says, "It's the little foxes that spoil the vine." The enemy is trying to set up a little fox that will spoil your day. A little fox that will spoil the vine. Amen. So we want to be watchful. We want to recognize when somebody's ugly, when somebody's rude or angry, we want to recognize the enemy is trying to steal my joy. Amen. Keep that in your mind. You know, so when somebody's rude, remember it's the enemy that's doing it. It's the enemy that's trying to spoil my day. You know, so be slow to speak. Be slow to anger. Amen. Uh-huh. Praise God. Slow, slower, and slower, as Pastor always says. So, you know, we have to choose to be in joy. We have to choose to have a good day. You know, no matter what the enemy comes up with, well, I have chosen. I'm going to have a good day today. I choose. I'm going to have joy today. The enemy is not going to steal my joy. Amen. He's not going to steal my day of having a good day. Psalms 118 and 24, and this is the good news. It says, this is the day of the Lord's victory. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Every day is a day of victory in your life. Amen. Every day is a day that we need to celebrate. Not celebrate what we hear on the news. Not celebrate what this bad situation have. Not celebrate this negative situation. We are celebrating the victory that we have. We are celebrating. We are choosing to be happy. Amen. So it's a choice. It's a choice to be happy. It's a choice to celebrate the day that the Lord has made. Amen. The day that the Lord has given us victory. Praise God. Jesus already overcame this world. So we need to look at it that way. No matter what this negative situation looks like, Jesus has already overcome this world. This world's not important like the next world is. Amen. So we can celebrate each and every day. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18, and this is the Amplified. It says, though the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive fails and the fields produce no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet I will choose to rejoice in the Lord. I will choose to shout in exultation in the victorious God of my salvation. Amen. Habakkuk was having a bad time, wasn't he? Everything, nothing was working for him. Nothing was producing for him. Amen. Yet he chose, amen, he chose to be happy in the Lord. Nothing was working for him, yet he rejoiced. He rejoiced in the God of his salvation. We might have a day where nothing seems like it's going for us. Nothing's going right, amen? But we can choose to rejoice in the Lord, not in the situation, amen? A lot of situations we're not happy with, but you have to make that choice in your heart that you are going to rejoice in the Lord. He chose to shout unto the God of his salvation, amen? And that's a good thing to remember. When you're going through a bad day, the enemy's trying to steal your joy. Rejoice. Praise God. Amen. Shout unto the Lord. You're going to penetrate right through that situation. Amen. With your praise and your joy and your shouts unto the Lord. The enemy can't hang around. Amen. He's got to go. Praise God. Then John 15:11. This is the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, I have told you these things that my joy and delight may be in you, and that your joy and gladness may be of full measure. I love that full measure, don't you? Full measure of joy and gladness, and complete and overflowing. God wants joy, our joy, to overflow, amen? He wants us to have a full measure of his joy, because that joy is going to get us through anything and everything. No matter what. But you know, we've always got to be in check because it can just slip so fast. We don't even realize that the enemy has set us up for, you know, a bad day. So we've got to be in check. We've got to watch those things. Amen. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine, that get you in a bad mood, that, you know, get you upset, get you worried, frustrated, angry. It's the enemy, so we've got to keep that in check. But Jesus knew, you know, that we would have plenty of opportunities to lose our joy. He knew that, so he told us ahead of time, abide in the vine. In other words, hang out with Jesus all the time. Amen? Invite Jesus into your conversations. Invite Jesus everywhere you go, amen? Everything you do, hang out with him, because the enemy is always trying to set traps for us. Be on your toes. realize what's going on. And then James 1, 2 through 4 in the King James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Amen. Count it all joy when you fall into all kinds of temptations. God, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Count this situation all joy? Count all this going on in my life all joy? We're counting it all joy because of Jesus Christ, amen? Because He is the Lord of our lives. Because He has saved us. Because He has delivered us. He's brought us out of darkness and brought us into His marvelous light, amen? So we can rejoice no matter what. Count it all joy. Because it will lead you to being more like Jesus Christ. Amen. So, you know, it leads us to wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. Praise God. And nothing missing and nothing broken. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Count it all joy. The Lord has taken care of everything. And He knows how to deliver you out of a hard place. He knows how to do it. Amen. He is your deliverer. He is your strong tower. Amen. The good news is that Satan has tried to set you up for failure, but Jesus has set you up for victory. Amen. You are victorious. So maybe you have fallen. Maybe you have gotten angry. Maybe you have gotten your flesh. Amen. As I have many, many times. When Pastor and I get up here and minister, we are speaking to ourselves. The Lord's already spoken to us as we're getting the message together. And so, you know, nobody's exempt from this. All of us. Amen. We have to, you know, when we fall, we just have to get back up, dust ourselves off, say, "God, forgive me and help me to do better next time." Amen. Praise God. Well, I pray that this message was a blessing for you this morning. And I just feel like just saying that Oasis Christian Center is going to a higher level. Amen. Amen. And you know, that means that you're all going to a higher level. Amen. I know a lot of you and us, Pastor and I, have gone through a lot of struggles, especially the last year or two. But you have stood strong. You have stood firm. And, you know, a lot of times the enemy say, "Oh, you messed up. You failed. You might as well forget it. You might as well just quit thinking that you're living for God because you're not." And you know, he'll just add one lie onto another. But we can recognize that's the enemy. You know, God is a God of love. He is a God of mercy and caring. And so He's always right there. He, like what He said today, He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us. Amen. He's always right there with us. But you know, it's awesome. He gave us the Word of God. He gave us the simplicity of the Word of God that will get our minds back on track. Amen. Get our hearts back on track. And when the enemy comes to us with the lies, we can say, "No, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus." Amen. So I am the righteousness of God. And you just have to go, devil. Amen. Praise God. So you push through. You push through all kinds of situations. And God is taking you to a higher level. Praise God. Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Deborah, you can come up at this time if you will.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7000. 7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.